This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
And Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots.
Yeah. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
It is Keith Irizarry with you once again on this Thursday morning on Wake Up Call, 800-224-2004, 800-224-2004. Always ways to get into the conversation on Twitter as well, Keith Irizarry, K-E-I-T-H-I-R-I-Z-A-R-R-Y. Got to tell you, today's going to be an odd show. It's a weird feeling right now about what's going on in the world of sports. As everything unfolded yesterday with the NBA and then the trickle down into the other leagues, the world may have changed yesterday. And we're going to do a lot of conversation on this. And I got an eerie feeling like we were back in March that things were going to get shut down. And it's a scary time in the world, and we know that. And we're gonna clearly get into this. This will be a different sports show than you are accustomed to. If you guys want to talk about what is going on with social injustice, we will. We are here for you. Listen, there were sports that did happen yesterday, and games were played. So if we will discuss some of that, and we will try our best to kind of make you smile a little bit today too. I don't want this to be a 100% gloomy show. But the thing is simple. We are in a world of unrest. We don't know what's going on. And now the sports world is kind of, we don't know what the next step is. I can tell you from a few of the NBA people I've reached out to over the night, people in the bubble, things are confusing. That's what it is right now. Things are confusing. So we're going to do our best over the next, you know, almost 2 hours to try to help you be a little bit less confused, even though we are as well. But I promise you, we are here for you. 800-224-2004. 800-224-2004. I am Keith Irizarry. Stick with us.
The Throwback Thursday on Wake Up Call. Now back to the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, it's Keith Irizarry with you. That takes me back. So Throwback Thursday. That's Green Day. You can hear that. Name of the song, I'm just going to guess, is American Idiot, because, or American Reject. What was it? It was one of those two.
American Idiot.
American Idiot. I mean, he said it there. Green Day was a fun band. They had a bunch of hits for an extended period of time that they were a big deal. You a Green Day guy, Ron?
Oh, of course.
There you go.
Yeah. In fact, a lot of the songs I still use for rejoins normally.
I like it. So this is what, 2004? Is that what we're doing here?
August 27, 2004.
Okay, so 2004. What was I doing in my life in 2004? I was out of college. I was living with my parents still. I was a single man at the time, had not met my wife yet. Okay, so 2004. And guys, I know I opened up the show, and again, 800-224-2004, 800-224-2004. And I promise you, we're going to get into everything going on in the world. And, but I like that we're doing Throwback Thursday here, so we can have a little fun with this kind of stuff. And I know Ron's going to be a big part of this as well. 2004. I think that I was, and Ron, you're going to laugh at this. I was working as a traffic reporter for what was called Metro Traffic and Weather. It's now News 12 Traffic and Weather. I was one of the guys that would be on the camera saying, you know, watch out for this road, watch out for that road. And at the end, you would go, no, before you go. That's one of, I think that was like my lead job at that point.
No, before you go?
Yes, all because right. I was giving you 2-minute traffic reports. What was it? I think it was like every 20 minutes or something like that it would come on. It was on television, but it was really you're doing radio on TV essentially because they didn't see your face. It was just my voice over a whole bunch of cameras. And I literally had the board in front of me and I would click the board to go to the next camera. And I'd be like, all right, now let's go out to exit 36 on the LIE and blah, 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 blah. All right, into the city we go, and the Holland Tunnel has a 10-minute backup. You should try for the Lincoln Tunnel. Things like that, yeah.
Fun That's times. Awesome.
Fun times, yeah. I had some odd jobs early on in my career. I did that. I was a host of a magazine-style show in which it was a local TV show that I would just go to different towns and do the different things that they had in those towns. I had a summer of activity where they paid me to do things like I jumped out of a plane, I flew a plane, I did beach volleyball, I learned how to surf. I went to a town and just worked at every single place that they had. So I cut hair, I flipped some pizza, I did people's nails. What else did I do on that one? I did flying trapeze. Yeah, that was a fun one.
All right, back up. When you say you cut hair.
Yeah.
Was it you weren't styling, right? I mean, you
just a little buzz.
Yeah, just like, hey, this guy wants to shave his head. I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, huh? A little buzz. They showed me how to do it. I mean, it's been whatever math is, 16, 17 years since that happened. I buzzed a little hair. That was just a fun job, and it was a bunch of us who now, it's funny, a lot of the people that worked behind the scenes on that show, on Cablevision local programming, have all gone on to do kind of big things, our producers, directors, editors at all, you know, relatively big networks. And we were all in our early 20s, and we thought that job at the time was the coolest job. Now I look back and I'm like, whatever. But it was a really fun time in my life. Like we ate like kings because every single town that we went to just wanted to feed us and give us free food. And it was great. And we met some cool people. And I mean, how many people can say they got paid to jump out a plane and also learn how to fly a plane?
Very true.
Yeah. What were you doing in 2004?
I was a teacher.
You were a teacher? What kind of teacher?
I was a first and second grade math, science, social studies teacher.
The things I learned now. Okay, go further. So you were a teacher. How are you now in radio?
Living in San Diego. Had been married for 2 years and was living the life. Playing soccer about 4 times a week.
You down in like Pacific Beach?
Yep. Actually, Ocean Beach.
Ocean Beach, okay.
Yeah, which is right next door. Okay. And yeah. You know, going to concerts all the time, just, you know, every single night, spending way too much money over the weekends than I should have. And that was it. That was pre-kids. So.
And then somewhere along the line, you decided, all right, let's just move from a safe, comfortable job in teaching to the radio world.
Yeah, it was a long road to get there, but, you know, finally made it. So, I mean, it was. Yeah, it was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. Being a teacher was a lot of fun. But the problem that I had with teaching is that I kept running into a honey-do list every summer. And so every summer was, it was really rough. But yeah, so in 2004, on this date in 2004 was the infamous Manu Ginobili, Argentina team upsetting the United States in the semifinals. In the 2004 Athens Olympics.
Yeah, and I like that we bring it back to that. There's a little callback from yesterday. We were talking about Carmelo Anthony, and he was on that team in like Olympic Melo and how dominant he was. So,
I mean, it was a star-studded lineup, but you know what? I think they went in a little too overconfident.
Yep.
Thinking that, yeah, we're USA. You know, at that point, you know, we were still feeling the effects from the Dream Team in 92 and just realizing that, you know, we're the best players in the world. No one can touch us and we can just walk into any gym and just handle our own business. And they did. In 2004, they were handling it until they met up with Argentina and realized that, you know, and it was, I think it was probably, that was one of the catalysts to realizing, like, you know what, hey, people really can play basketball outside of the United States.
Yeah, we can't just mess around and assume, or we'll just go, we'll play, and that'll be fine.
Yeah, and it was one of the reasons why Kobe decided to play in 2008 was to bring back the gold medal.
Yeah. Yep, and it worked. Oh man! All right, so we'll talk a lot about 2004 throughout the program. Throwback Thursday. It's going to be fun. Not as much fun is what transpired yesterday in the world of sports, and it was a big moment, and many big moments as well. I was sitting here in my basement getting ready to watch the Milwaukee Bucks and the Orlando Magic play. And we had talked about it, that the Raptors and the Celtics had at least had some discussions about whether or not they even wanted to play on Thursday and how they could bring light to the social justice movement. And in light of the shooting of Jacob Blake and many of the other shootings and killings that have gone on in the United States that we are now becoming more aware of. And I hope that
it's becoming a situation where it's all too familiar. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if boycotting games is going to be what the answer is that gets the feet pedaling, the fire kind of moving. But this is, it's this yesterday for me had an eerily feeling to, March 12th. Where you just one day after another or one sport after another just, you know, slowly started canceling it. You just saw sports just taking a backseat to what the world's problems were or our nation's problems were and just everyone just canceling. And then before you knew it, by the time the night was over, it was like, oh, there's no sports on.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, my setup for some reason having a little technical issues. I think I'm back good now, but yeah, Ron, I'm sitting here and I'm trying to watch sports and it's not happening. And I'm learning as we go that the Milwaukee Bucks decided just not to show up. And what's crazy is we had a boatload of people like angry about it and not willing to sit back and learn. And I think that's one of the things I want to talk about over the next, you know, now we're talking about an hour and a half, is learning and educating yourself as to why the athletes are using their voice and their platform at this moment. So let's step aside. We're going to get into this conversation throughout the program. Again, 800-224-2004, 800-224-2004. It's Sports Map Radio.
It's a Throwback Thursday on Wake Up Call. Now back to the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Tony B and Ron Culver.
And hey, don't let a bad battery leave you stranded. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery free of charge. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery for your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. Keep your vehicle on the road by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Throwback Thursday, we are taking us back to 2004. Ron, I don't know that song. I'm not going to lie. What is that one?
Fish.
Ah, yeah. Fish is one of those bands where, I mean, like, people fall in love and go to, like, every concert they can have, right?
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that one not in my wheelhouse. That one not
I think it's an acquired taste. I don't know if it's in everyone's wheelhouse. There's only a few songs out there that I enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we continue along. Throwback Thursday. We'll be playing some tunes from 2004 throughout the program. Dive back into what we saw transpire yesterday. So 4 o'clock Eastern, the Milwaukee Bucks end up boycotting. And the word boycott, you know, it's a little bit more of a strike, but we're rolling with the word boycott. 5 o'clock Eastern, it's the Rockets and the Thunder saying that they are going to boycott the game as well, their game. 5:10 p.m. Eastern, NBA postpones all the games. So now the Lakers are on board. The Blazers are on board. If we could just continue to kind of like parse through this, in the 6 p.m. hour, then the Milwaukee Brewers decide they're going to boycott their game against the Reds. And you can see the dominoes falling. At 7 o'clock, WNBA officially decides they're boycotting their games. And I'll tell you what an amazing sign of solidarity with the players in arms. Some of the players stepping to microphones and speaking about their lives, their safety, and their children's lives and their children's safety. 8 p.m. Eastern hour, MLS, a bunch of their teams end up boycotting. 5 MLS matches ended up calling off. Then you had an NBA scheduling of the Board of Governors that they would be meeting, right? The players were going to be meeting, and then we're going to find out a little bit more later today. Baseball, Mariners, they opt out, and I'm going to say that, of playing. Dodgers and Giants, they boycott. Rockies Twitter, Matt Kemp, not playing. Jason Hayward, not playing. Naomi Osaka, amazing tennis player, puts out on Twitter that she will not be taking part in her semifinal matchup in her tournament that was coming up, the Western and the Southern Open. The tournament since has actually decided to just postpone the entire day because of Naomi, and respect her and respect her feelings and her thoughts. The tournament does hope to resume on Friday. Then we get to last night. So we know that the players were meeting in the NBA. It was sometime around 8 o'clock Eastern. And, you know, I'm obviously paying attention to what's going on there. I'm also, you know, hanging out with my kids and my wife and you know, we were watching like the Willoughbys movie, and I got my laptop on one side of me, and I'm watching the movie with the family, but I'm paying attention. And as we put the kids to sleep, you know, I think I put on NBA TV or ESPN, whatever it was, and I'm monitoring Twitter, and the tweet does finally come across that, honestly, I was scared that we were going to see, because me as a sports fan, I want sports. Me as a human being, I totally get everything going on. Shams Charania, The Athletic, tweets out, "The Lakers and Clippers have voted to boycott the NBA season. Most other teams voted to continue. LeBron James has exited the meeting." Whew. You're like, all right, here it is. LeBron's on board. It's over. That's what you think, right? That's your immediate reaction. I think that everyone probably sat there and goes, uh-oh, this is it. 11:02 p.m. Eastern time. Now you got Adrian Wojnarowski, Woj. He tweets out, "The Clippers and Lakers voting on perhaps not continuing with the season was considered more of a polling than a final vote. Sources tell ESPN. The resumption of the playoffs remains still up in the air." 4 minutes later, Woj, "Discussions on continuing season will extend into tomorrow. Sources tell ESPN, but appears unlikely the 3 playoff games on Thursday will be played. A quote, everyone is still too emotional. One high-ranking source tells ESPN, there needs to be more time to come together on this." I agree. I'm glad that they are not rushing to decisions, the players. They're going to speak it out. Because on one hand, I'm sure there are players that want to play. And we've heard Doc Rivers throughout all of this say that the players or this generation are part of a new movement, and how they utilize their voice and how they utilize their platform will go a long distance. Gonna frame a lot of what we will see. So there is the faction of the world that says being in the bubble in Orlando and playing this sport is what will bring more light to social injustices. and also give a little joy. And then there's the faction that says, I don't need to play. You don't need to be entertained by me. Some people just don't get it. All right, so now where are we right now? And that's the question that a lot of people want to know. Where are we as we sit here at 7:30 a.m. Eastern time? What do we know? Unfortunately, you don't know a lot. We're not fully in the know. And I don't think we're going to know everything or most of everything for a few hours now. The reports are 11 a.m. Eastern time is when the Board of Governors will meet again. At some point, either before that or around that, you're going to have all the players meet. There will be union reps. That's the other thing that gets lost in a lot of this, guys, is that it's a union thing. And that's why I said I believe more the word should be strike as opposed to boycott, but I won't mince or parse words right there. Because on the surface, the NBA players are, I guess you could say, workers, and they are, I guess you could say, withholding their labor, and they're utilizing their power as a union. They are uniting to be a union and utilize their power. And I love it. Isn't that what unions are for? I don't love not seeing basketball. I wanted to watch basketball last night, but I understand that there are bigger things in this world than Keith Irizarry enjoying watching some hoops. The NBA Coaches Association tweeted out, we support our players 100%. The restart happened largely because of the platform it provided. The baseless shootings of Jacob Blake and other black men and women by law enforcement underscores the need for action. Not after the playoffs, not in the future, but now. I throw this out at you because this is something else that I think people will say. You will hear and read on Twitter. Oh my God! By the way, social media is we've talked about the good. Sometimes it's bad, but I think the question is going to be what's going to change. How can not playing your sport change things? Well, here's what I know. I don't know what will change, but I know that we need people to feel safer in this world. And I know that every movement from Martin Luther King and on has involved there being naysayers saying that quote right there, what will change? In order for there to be change, you need to be able to risk your livelihood, to take a stance, to use your platform, to be willing to step away from your comfort zone. And the athletes right now are willing to do all of that. Will it change the world? I don't know. I mean, it's been 40, 50, 60 years of us wondering, will the world change? And can we finally have more equality and a safer world for everyone, not just certain factions of the world, for everyone? That's what this is about. Like, forget the fact, and I know there's a group of people that say, like, BLM is only for African Americans. It's not. That might be what the moniker says, but it's about the safety of our children, too. And the safety of this world. I certainly have a lot to say about all of this, and I'm sure you guys do too. 800-224-2004, 800-224-2004 on Twitter. It's Keith Irizarry, KEITHIRIZARRY. Up next, we'll play some of the sound from players, coaches, and the such that have been part of the movement. I'm Keith Irizarry.
Wake up call. Now back to the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Tony D and Ron Culver.
Keith Irizarry with you. I'm trying to hear this song. What is this? Huh. 2004. This week. I'm blanking here. Ron, help me out.
Breaking the Habit by Linkin Park.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Thought it was kind of appropriate, you know, trying to break the habit of what's been going on.
I like it, man. Your producer mind is awesome. I love it. That's fantastic. That's a good choice. Speaking of choices, one of the big changes we're dealing with is wearing a mask, and not all offer the same comfort and protection. I recommend the Boomer Naturals 3-layer comfortable and highly breathable mask. These come in sizes for adults, teens, and children, and are in stock now and ship to you fast. One reason why these are highly protective is the nano silver technology woven into the fabric. Nano silver can block those tiny drops and particles from getting to the nose and mouth, and that's what we want right now. Is the best protection, obviously. Boomer also offers those popular nano silver neck gaiters. You can order them now at boomernaturals.com. Use the promo code Tony and save 20%. The code is Tony at boomernaturals.com. Get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50. Online at boomernaturals.com. Another great thing is Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need, and I love that. So anytime you can give back to charity, I love it. Let's continue this conversation. And the Milwaukee Bucks got things started. Part of the reason why this was such a shock to everybody and is because we didn't see it coming. And the Milwaukee Bucks brass didn't know it was coming. And that was why this is such a stance and so strong. And, you know, 2 days ago, it was George Hill sitting at a dais speaking, you know, to media members saying, I don't even know why we are here. And then you'd have to go under the assumption that he is a big reason why yesterday happened. Here's George Hill.
When we take the court and represent Milwaukee and Wisconsin, we are expected to play at a high level, give maximum effort, and hold each other accountable. We hold ourselves to that standard, and in this moment, we are demanding the same from lawmakers and law enforcement. We are calling for justice for Jacob Blake and demand the officers be held accountable. For this to occur, it is imperative for the Wisconsin State Legislature to reconvene after months of inaction and take up meaningful measures to address issues of police accountability, brutality, and criminal justice reform. We encourage all citizens to educate themselves, take peaceful and responsible action, and remember to vote on November 3rd on behalf of the Milwaukee Bucks.
That was the voice of George Hill, and you know what? Having your voice heard, it does matter. The Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes then ended up having a virtual meeting through whether a Zoom or some sort of Google Meet or something like that with the Bucks as a team. And he spoke afterwards saying they just wanted to know what they could do. They wanted something tangible they could do in the short and the long term. They wanted the walkout to be step number one. So George Hill and the Milwaukee Bucks taking a stance. If you remember Sterling Brown a few years ago, he had his issue with police officers tasing him and harassing him and essentially, you know, beating him down. Brown also spoke.
The past 4 months have shed a light on the ongoing racial injustices facing our African-American community. Citizens around the country have used their voices and platforms to speak out against these wrongdoings. Over the last few days in our home state of Wisconsin, we've seen the horrendous video of Jacob Blake being shot in the back 7 times by a police officer in Kenosha, and the additional shooting of protesters. Despite the overwhelming plea for change, there has been no action. So our focus today cannot be on basketball.
I don't blame the guys. I would imagine that it'd be very difficult to focus on basketball, having that happen so close to where you call home in Milwaukee. So the night went on, and I told you I broke it all down for you how everyone started taking a step forward, and the boycotts or the strikes or the postponements, however you want to word it, kept on going. And Adrian Wojnarowski, who is essentially the preeminent voice of the NBA and breaking stories and getting us the news, here he is on ESPN discussing really what may happen going forward.
The meeting tonight among players, there were NBA coaches in there. It was emotional. It was volatile at times. And it ultimately ended with the scheduling of another meeting, I'm told, tomorrow morning. But the season is absolutely in doubt, Scott. And teams, the Players Association, the league, you know, they're talking amongst themselves about whether the players want to continue. It all started this morning. This afternoon with the Milwaukee Bucks deciding to not play against Orlando. Milwaukee's ownership, their upper management, weren't certain it was going to happen, and it certainly took the rest of the league by surprise, and you saw a domino effect around the league with other games postponed, and now the season very much on the brink.
Season on the brink is the terminology there, the phrase that will stick with all of us. Everyone wants sports. We know it. We want the NBA to play. We enjoy it. But I think you also can take a step backward and understand what's going on. Jeff Goodman, a buddy of mine, covered the NBA and college hoops for a long time, was pretty vocal on Twitter last night. A couple of his tweets. One NBA player to me following the meeting: it was emotional, heated. Doesn't look good right now. We're all hoping that everyone will sleep on it and maybe we can figure out tomorrow, because most of us still want to find a way to play. Another NBA player post-meeting, quote, there were a lot of emotions in the meeting rather than coming up with a solution, but I think tomorrow will be better. I'm confident we will play, but tomorrow is a big meeting. The tomorrow is today. The today is supposed to be at some point before 11 a.m. Eastern time. I think we'll find out a little bit more. We'll get a little bit more clarity. Part of the reason, again, why the Milwaukee Bucks, I'm going to call it a movement, by boycotting their game was so poignant is because no one knew. I've had people reach out to me and say, well, don't you think the NBA kind of screwed this up by stepping in and doing the postponements and not allowing each team to do their own boycott? I went back and forth on this one, and I leaned towards no. I don't believe that the NBA messed this one up, because once the Bucks boycotted and once the murmurs were that the Rockets and the Thunder were going to boycott as well, we all knew no one was going to play yesterday. And I think we can fairly or safely assume that I don't believe basketball will happen today either. I think that the teams will end up, whether it's boycott, strike, whatever it is, not play basketball today. Going forward, I really don't know. I don't. LeBron James is the biggest name in the sport. Kawhi Leonard is a two-time NBA champion, two-time NBA playoff or finals MVP. If those two, and LeBron, we know, is a first ballot Hall of Famer someday whenever he decides to hang up his sneakers. And Kawhi probably too. If those two are going to say our teams, the Lakers and the Clippers, are done, we're not playing, I don't know how you continue to play. The great Bill Russell, who once sat out a game in the early 60s because him and a few of the other African-American players weren't allowed in certain areas. They sat out a game. He's all for it. He said, continue to use your voice. My parents have told me about the 60s and the movements, and my father being a minority, being a Puerto Rican man, growing up in an area of New York where, you know, he definitely saw racial injustices towards African Americans and towards minorities, and he had his fair share of situations where he was treated unfairly. And I always wanted to believe that times would change, and, you know, me having that the Puerto Rican heritage in me, I mean, I've seen my share of injustices and people, you know, I'm a darker person. I am tan. Let's put it that way. So I've been privy to some of it, but I have not. So while I try to fully understand, I believe that these athletes who are using their voice are trying to make all of us understand. And I hope that we all kind of wake up today, probably numb to the fact that sports, you know, maybe going away again, or some sports may be going away, but maybe opening our eyes and the movement for voting, right? Make your voice heard. And when November comes around and we all have choices, choose wisely, choose correctly, choose to vote. Choose to make sure that you are part of whatever side you are choosing, whatever side it is that you believe in, and hopefully it's the correct side, but whatever side you believe in, be a part of it and vote, and don't just sit back and think that others can make decisions for you. We in America have the ability to be heard, to make change. And that is what these athletes are doing, and I applaud them, and I think it's absolutely amazing. And before I do take us to break, I want to play one more piece of sound here, and we have a lot more people to hear from. This is trickle down away from only basketball. There were baseball players that spoke, managers that spoke. We've got football coaches that spoke, and in an hour number two, I'm going to play you a bunch of that as well. But I thought that it was really worth us playing some sound. Because Kenny Smith, Kenny the Jet, who used to come on my shows all the time when I was over at NBC, he's fantastic, such a good dude. And he's part of that TNT crew that is amazing, him and Shaq and Chuck and EJ. And Kenny Smith has always used his words eloquently, and he's done his job he's a pro's pro. Yesterday, he used his voice in this way.
This is tough. I mean, right now, my head is, like, ready to explode, like, just in the thoughts of what's going on. And I don't know if I'm even appropriate enough to say it, what the players are feeling and how they're feeling. And I haven't talked to any of the players. I'm just, but like, coming in, even, like, driving here and getting into the studio, hearing calls and people talking. And for me, I think the biggest thing now is to kind of, as a black man, as a former player, I think it's best for me to support the players and just not be here tonight. And figure out what happens after that. Yeah, I just don't feel equipped to do that.
And I respect that.
And that was the voice of Kenny Smith on TNT. You heard Ernie Johnson there as well say, I respect that. Kenny Smith chose not to work yesterday and be a part of the movement. We continue to work here on Sports Map Radio. More next. Keep it locked.
It's a Throwback Thursday on Wake Up Call. Now back to the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Tony D and Ron Culver.
It is Keith Irizarry with you. The year was 2004. This week in August. Wow. It's a good voice.
Yeah.
Huh.
It should be familiar because this band is Velvet Revolver.
Yeah.
And you won't really remember Velvet Revolver because it was one of those bands that was made up of other bands. The members of the bands came from other places.
Who was in Velvet Revolver?
So,
was that the one with Slash?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah, I don't think I know the others, though.
Duff McGagan and Matt Sorum, all from Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
Dave Kushner was from a punk band called Wasted Youth, and the singer that you're hearing is Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, Scott Weiland. He was awesome.
So it was one of those where Guns N' Roses kind of, you know, disbanded for a little bit before they all got back together. You know, Slash and Axl had their thing, and And so Slash and company took their ball and went somewhere else.
Didn't they call themselves like a super group or something like that?
I think they tried to. And it was just like, I don't know if you're a super group, but, it was pretty good.
Yeah. It is Throwback Thursday. We're having a blast listening to some of the tunes from some of the top tunes and top bands and groups from 2004. Every once in a while, we come back from the break, take our minds off of some of the realities of the world that is. As we continue to roll along, we will hear from more of the preeminent voices of the movement right now that is kind of a pause in sports. Now, the NHL still played yesterday. Most of MLB still played yesterday. Most of soccer did not. Tennis is not playing today. Basketball did not play yesterday. And I think it's fair to assume that basketball will not be played today. It will be interesting to see how all the other leagues, do they follow suit? Will the NHL play today? Will MLB have a full slate of playing today? I don't know what the answers are, but we'll continue to try to unwind and kind of tackle all of this. Keith Irizarry, Sports Map Radio.